You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Dave Kellner, Andy Holding and Kevin O'Malley in the studio. We've got racing on the turf at Beverley, all-weather action on the poly track at Lingfield and National Hunt Racing from Warwick on Tuesday afternoon. So something for everybody to look forward to there. And we finish the day with another all-weather card, this time on the poly track at Kempton. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio, it's Mr. Darren Owen. How are you, wizard?
Yes, I'm well, Mark. Yeah, yeah, good form.
Good man. Been up to much?
I had a weekend of harness racing, so I didn't really get too involved with the flat racing over the weekend, but I had a good weekend of harness racing. Then next weekend, I've got a weekend of jumping and harness racing. The weekend after is the Arc, so variety is a spice of life.
You're heading off to the Arc again this year?
I am, yeah. Going on the Saturday morning. Have a day, hopefully in the sunshine, but on the Saturday. A day's leisure on the Saturday and do a bit of work on the Sunday. Yeah, looking forward to it as ever. Hoping that Trev can rewrite history.
Yeah.
With a third Arc win and on what we saw last weekend. You know, it's all things... It's all systems go for that project.
Yeah, she was impressive again, wasn't she?
She's definitely impressive.
Yeah, we've got that to look forward to in a couple of weeks. Just on the back of that, we'll also have the jump season's not too far away. Was it being a man of the National Hunt game? Yeah. You must be looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to doing market raising this coming Saturday because that'll whet the appetite.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a few more weeks before you know it really sort of cranks up a bit. But yeah, looking forward to that. I did a feature for the Northern Racing Club last night. They asked me for a couple of jumpers to follow. I came up with I thought one out of left field.
Right.
So I might just share that with you before this segment is out.
Okay, good. We'll wait with bated breath. What we're going to do is, as we usually do, we'll look at the Monday jury in the Racing Post and then we'll get stuck into Tuesday's action. No surprise to see that the Monday jury is looking back at a cracking weekend of flat action with the William Hill Air Gold Cup and some other good stuff as well. The first question is about sprinters on the back of the William Hill Air Gold Cup. If you bred a sprinter, who would you put it into training with?
I'll answer this question by saying whatever horse I breed or own, I would send it to David O'Mara.
Yep.
Whether it was a 5 furlong horse, middle distance horse, long distance horse, or a jumper.
Right. Easy as that?
Easy as that.
Yeah. The man with the magic wand.
Whatever he's doing there, it works. He's a hands-on trainer. He's a grafter. He's a hands-on trainer. And the operation's been very successful, as we've seen over the last few weeks and months and years with the results. You know, they had a great weekend the other weekend with wins all over the place in the UK and France and Canada. There are certain individuals who will specialise with sprinters, but yeah, if you said to me here and now, who would I send a horse to regarding what the horse was, whether I say flat or jumps, whatever distance, I'd send it to David O'Mara.
David O'Mara then for Wizard. Which horses caught your eye in the Air Gold, Silver and Bronze Cups?
I didn't really see much of the Bronze Cup. Regarding the Silver Cup, again, an O'Mara horse, Eccleston, beaten just short of 4 lengths, came from off the pace without really sort of getting them towards the finish, but just caught the eye by the way the horse finished. So Eccleston, for me, I'd take out of the Silver Cup. And in the big one as well, I'd go for a horse that's been in good form this year, Buck Stay, and it probably hasn't stopped winning. It probably can win again. A horse that's probably better known as a 7 furlong performer, came from way off the pace, having been denied a totally clear passage in the Gold Cup, and did its best work at the finish. So that's Buck Stay. So yeah, Eccleston from the Silver Cup, who actually may want a bit more cut in the ground anyway compared to what he got over the weekend. And Buck Stay for the Peter Chapel Higham Yard from the Gold Cup.
My answer to that question would have been frightfully boring, Wizard, because the only horse that caught my eye was the Gold Cup winner. Don't Touch. I thought it was magnificent.
Okay. But you're just looking at something down the field.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Your answer is much better. Mine would be, I say, frightfully boring. But
what a tremendous... Let's salute Richard Farley.
What a performance.
What a tremendous day he had on Saturday.
Six winners, was it, on Saturday?
Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Superb.
And we're not talking easy races here, are we?
No, he's not just won a lot of sellers, has he? He's won some pretty good races. What sort of chance do you think the Corsican will have in the Champion Stakes?
He's a horse who should have won at Glorious Goodwood. He ran a decent fourth behind Free Eagle at Royal Ascot. Still not an awful lot of mileage on the clock. But in truth, I think he'd be up against it in the Champion Stakes. I really do. I mean, you know, Free Eagle could turn up for that gig. We don't know where Golden Horn's going to end up. We don't know about Jack Hobbs. Not totally sure where that's going to end up. Of course, we're recording this on 21st of September. In a month's time, the ground could be hock deep. We just wouldn't know where we stood. And you've got horses like Time Test who could bounce back as well. No, I couldn't see him winning the Champion Stakes. But, you know, he's a horse with... I don't think they got to the bottom of him yet. He's a horse that's still got that potential.
I think it will be a tough ask, though. Golden Horn, Free Eagle, yeah. Jack Hobbs, Glen Eagle, Cyrus de Zegler, if he's back on song, it'll be an achievement just to hit the places, I think.
Of course.
What about the Cesarowicz trial winner, Low Key, in the main event?
Well, he's won the race really well. We know that the Pipes have done really well in the Cesarowicz over the years. Jump trainers tend to target the Cesarowicz, and Low Key is certainly worthy of shortlist material for that great race here at William Hill. You can get, I think it's around about 10-1 about Low Key and that famous cavalry charge. There's one or two horses I quite like looking down the list. I quite like Seymour. He's a horse I've followed. He's a worthy favourite for the race.
All right. Slight tweak to the Racing Post Monday, Jory, because Wizards quite responsibly said he doesn't have an opinion in the Cambridgeshire.
No.
Doesn't want to give anybody any tips that he doesn't fancy. So we'll go with horses to follow instead then. Any caught your eye of late?
Well, we've mentioned those two from the weekend, of course, Eccleston and Buckstay. One horse who actually won last week of Luca Kamani's son of Lawman called Bank C, won a two-year-old maiden race at Yarmouth last week, ridden by an apprentice jockey who, for me, looked... The horse won, the jockey just looked a passenger, and I'm just thinking to myself, gosh, how much more could this horse offer? So Bank C of Luca Kamani's won a maiden last week at Yarmouth, and here's one to conjure with for the jump season. Central Flame, the horse is called. It's a horse I actually saw at Hexham last April. He notched up a hat-trick of wins, winning over hurdles and over a distance of around 2.5 miles. He finished the season on a mark of 133. His chase mark, incidentally, is only 109.
Right.
And I think that's only measured on one hunter chase outing. He's a winning point to point, and he's got the scope to jump fences. He's a horse that will probably ply his trade on the Northern... Well, he will try his ply his trade on the Northern Circuit. James Walton trains. So watch out for that. It's a bit of... You know, I'm not putting anything obvious for Cheltenham or anything like that, but... Yeah. Yeah, watch out for that. That's a horse called Central Flames, a 7-year-old.
I like that. Outside the box a little bit. Final question of this week's Monday, Jory. Bondi Beach is odds on to keep the St. Ledger at the Appeal, but what do you think?
What do I think? Well, I think he'll keep the St. Ledger, but I don't think he should have been awarded the St. Ledger.
Right.
That's my only opinion. It's got the racing fraternity split. I always felt the filly was finding more than him.
Yeah.
And wanted it a little bit more than him. Yeah?
Yeah.
And I thought it was the wrong decision on the day. I thought the best horse was the one that reached the post first. But I have a feeling when the appeal's heard this week, there'll be no alteration.
Okay. Well, let's leave that there then. That's the Monday Jory for another week. Let's get stuck into this week's action. Wiz has got four races for us on Tuesday, and we'll get his thoughts next.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We've got a nice mix of racing to look ahead to. We're going to look at one race on the flat at Beverley, a couple of jumpers at Warwick, and an all-weather race at Kempton Park. So we start in the 3:30 at Beverley, which is a Class 5 handicap over a mile. It's for three-year-olds and older. We've got a healthy field of 13 here, Wizard. Which ones have made the shortlist?
I don't like that word of healthy field, because I'm actually calling Beverley tomorrow. Healthy field of 13. I'd rather it was just three. But, yeah, it's over a mile. Very, very competitive heat, as you can see. Red Charmer represents a stable going really well at the moment. The stable of Anne Duffield didn't get the run of things last week behind Dark Ocean in a competitive race for the grade at Pontefract, and I still think Red Charmer is capable of going in. There's a bit of a dark horse in this race. That's the David O'Mara trained Treasury Notes, who's never run on turf. Yeah. So just have it'd be interesting to see what sort of support that horse gets in the market. Quite a few of them we know all about as well. Horses that have been there, done it, and bought the T-shirt. But I'm going to side with Red Charmer for a yard in form.
Get in form, Anderfield and Red Charmer for the Wizard in the 3:30 at Beverley. The 4:10 at Warwick is next up. We're going chasing here. It's a Class 3 handicap chase over 3 miles and 1.5 furlongs. It's 8 of them in the lineup here, and I suppose we should start with Kilbury Kid, who arrives here in pretty decent nick.
Yeah, Kilbury Kid does arrive here in pretty decent nick. Kilbury Kid for the stable of Tom George. Been in good form, been running in the summer, was a winner in the summer. Quite like the chances of Belmount here for the Twist and Davises, one from one over fences. This horse is lightly raced over hurdles, comes from the point-to-point circuit, son of Westerner, and I think could be a player here to make it two from two over fences.
All right, just one that I'd mention in there as well, All the King's Horses, who is a winner at Warwick last time back in the last season. Obviously it's to be taken on trust whether he's fit
of
enough,
course that is that's the question, isn't it?
Yeah, but one to keep an eye on, do you think?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, but not for you.
I've just told you, Belmount.
Getting snappy as well. Staying at Warwick for the 4:40 next. This one is a Class 3 handicap chase over 2.5 miles. 6 of them to go to post here. Who'd you like in there, Wizard?
Gone Too Far. It was a novice chaser I thought a little bit about last season. Owned by JP McManus. Trained by Alan King. He actually won during the summer at Uttoxeter, and I still think he's capable of going in again. Others to consider. Well, always the optimist. He's a horse that would appreciate good ground, so we don't know what's going to happen overnight. And another one to look at would be Fond Memory, again for the Twist and Davis yard, a winner back in the spring. But I'm going to go with Gone Too Far, who won at Uttoxeter in the summer.
Gone Too Far then for Wizard in the 4:40, and we finish off in the 8:10 at Kempton Park. This is a Class 4 fillies handicap over a mile. It's for 3-year-olds and older. 11 of them to go to post here, Wizard. Who do you like in there?
Yeah, well, Bella Lula was a winner of a maiden at Doncaster. Came unstuck last time, but I wouldn't hold that against her. Also, Arethusa for the Ed Dunlop stable. Actually, ran in a listed race, the Height of Fashion Stakes, one of those classic trials at Goodwood back in the spring, over 10 furlongs, back in trip here. Has also had a break, so I might take a chance with Arethusa here.
Arethusa for Wizard, then, in the 8:10 at Kempton. As always, let's just have a little bit of a summary for your spinners through your selections one more time.
Yes, they are at Beverley in the 3:30 Red Charmer, at Warwick in the 4:10 Belmount, in the 4:40 Gone Too Far, and in the 8:10 at Kempton Arethusa.
Good stuff. Good to see you again, Wizard. Thank you very much.
Pleasure.
Good luck and enjoy it on Tuesday. There you go, the thoughts of Darren Owen on Tuesday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Dave Kellner, Andy Holding and Kevin O'Malley will be the team in the studio. We've got Beverley, Lingfield and Warwick in the afternoon and Kempton in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Tuesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.